Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, this is a new, I've never heard this version. It almost sounded like you were playing like game show music. But it is a celebration in the nation, in the nation's capital,
yes,
in the nation's capital. The Nationals are back in action tonight. Yay. Pending the rain against the Kansas City Royals. 6:45 again, pending the rain. And there's a lot of it out there, or certainly very dark and gray skies here in the Navy Yard. And I'm sure all over the DMV. But it is sunshiny. When you talk about Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, DOC back with us for hour number two. We'll get right back out to your calls. DOC, I wanted to run through a couple of these analytics and numbers and statistics and superlatives for Jaden Daniels.
With me, are you saving it for tomorrow?
Well, I mean, we're going to get more into it.
He's such an analytical guy.
Well, now that he's got my password.
You gave him your password?
I'm an idiot.
No, you're a good guy.
He's got my password, he's staying up until like 4:30 in the morning, burning the midnight oil and then some, just studying in the film lab and in the numbers lab.
That sounds like a giant fart fest.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 26 years old.
Yeah, he's in the basement.
And he acts like an old man.
Yeah.
He teases us.
Yeah.
ARP. He may not even make it.
I hope he does. I hope he does.
He's sick. He's the sickliest. He's 26, and he's always sick. He doesn't feel good. He's got a tummy ache. Come, gee, man, Craig. These youngins, man, what's he built by, Tonka toy?
They're soft as you know what.
He's soft as a jelly donut.
I could go for a jelly donut right now. All right, let me get to you this way. Jaden Daniels, of course, everybody knows, 21 of 23 last night, 254, two touchdowns passing, of course, a touchdown running. According to Next Gen Stats, he completed plus 20.8%, however they calculate all that, of his passes over expected. It's the highest completed passes over expected, again, however that formula works, by a qualified passer in a game this season. Okay, so theoretically, the best performance based on the amount of throws, the formula, the completions, the targets, the air share, all that nonsense. Two incompletions, both came on deep pass attempts. We've talked about one, which was a terrible overshot of a wide-open Terry McLaurin, or it could have been bigger, better, badder, and even more of a coming-out party. But, Doc, he had two incompletions, and he also had the two touchdown passes. I'm sure there have been games where guys had, like, the same, I don't know, where they went. I think Phil Simms for the Giants in the Broncos Super Bowl, I guess that was 86 or maybe it was the 87 Super Bowl.
I'm feeling you.
I think it was like 22 of 25 with four touchdowns. I think something like that. Maybe it was three touchdowns. But I remember him specifically being 22 of 25. Like, to have the same amount of touchdown passes
as incompletions is ridiculous. And if you combine the fact that he had a rushing touchdown, he had more touchdowns than incompletions in the game 3-2. Let me give you more. Of course, everybody knows they didn't punt at all. They scored the most offensive points, 21, in the first half since week 3 of 2018. That was when Alex Smith was still healthy. They scored on every drive in the last two games, excluding kneel downs, becoming the only team since at least 2000, that's 24 years ago, to score on every drive in multiple games, excluding kneel downs. I mean, think about that. Two games, excluding kneel downs, they've scored on every drive. The 7 field goals last week, obviously what they did last night. Washington is the first team in the Super Bowl era to have back-to-back games with 0 turnovers and 0 punts. His completion percentage, 91.3, Doc, one more for you, the highest completion percentage by a rookie in a single game in NFL history. It's also the single game high in franchise history. I mean, it is not, to call it easy is way wrong. It is not going to be this pretty all the time. And the scary part, or the weird part, or the, and people are going to get all over my ass, but I'll take it. I'm a big boy. I can defend all you maniacs. I have superpowers that you don't have. The scary part is, or the good part, or the, I don't know how to exactly phrase it, so I'll ask you. Again, we've talked about the Terry deep shot miss. He missed, I don't know, like, according to my notes, 3 or 4 other throws and completions mm-hmm. that he could have made in the first quarter and a half of that game, that, like, some, you know, short hooks, you know, what have you, one to Zach Ertz, one to Ben Sinnott, who was streaming across the middle, one to John Bates, even.
Yeah.
He missed throws, and obviously the big one to Terry, that, like, if you think about, right, if he would have hit those, now, you never know what would come after that, whatever. But if he would have hit those, he threw for 254. He could have easily in this game thrown for 325, 340, somewhere in that range. Easily, if he would have hit those. So I take that as good because the opportunities are there, the windows and the ability and the draw up and the execution is just off, is just missing. If they can start hitting on some of those and still somehow not turn the ball over, this offense is going to be unstoppable. Now, that's assuming that they keep him standing.
Week 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to say week 3 yeah. and move on.
Yeah. But when you look at, like, Caleb Williams threw for, like, 355 the other day in come from behind, but he threw some garish interceptions. I mean, just, you know, and he's running for his life, obviously, and it's not all by design, or it's not all, I should say, by pressure. Some of it is by design. Some of it is just Caleb's playground play style. Like, Jaden is at times running for his, life might be strong. Jaden at times is running to elude pressure, but I don't think he's running for his life. I don't think he's being so ambushed that he has no chance to really operate this offense at a high level. Like, there are certain plays that he misses and certain plays where the pressure gets to him quickly and it kind of blows up the design and the rhythm. But, Doc, I don't sense in watching 3 games that he is running for his life and that it is like gangbusters and it is like backyard survival skills and that's how this is going to go. I see it as a, like, sure, there's pressure, and sure, there are times where he's going to get hit. Sure, there's times where he's going to get pressure. But what I see, and whether it's Kingsbury, whether it's Jaden, whether it's the combination, I'm sure it is, what I see is a quarterback that can process fairly well and should theoretically get better, and a quarterback that just does seem in control, in command, cool as a cucumber, whatever you want to say. That's what I see.
Yeah, Caleb is very talented. There's just too much backyard for me. I want the pocket guy mm-hmm. who's comfortable in the pocket mm-hmm. if he gets a pocket. And I would prefer a running game to lead all of these conversations but you can't dictate what's going to work. We're lucky we've got B-Rob if we get Eckler back, and if we don't get Eckler, we get somebody else that steps up and do it. You can't guarantee who's going to break the huddle each play. All you can hope is that they all break it with the same thing in mind, that we're all on the same page. And that's what, without with the powder puff training camps, this is what September is, to discover who's caught up, who's put in the work, and who stays healthy enough to survive September. And so we're one more game from that test.
Mm-hmm.
And then, believe it or not, you might be in the hunt.
And
in the early hunt is all you want.
Oh, yeah.
It don't determine anything but the early hunt. And I, for one, thought it could have been way worse. You could be winless, but you're not. And the fact that, you know, we can laugh, we can't say it with a straight face, but the fact that you're in contention in the East, which is the only thing I care about, are we competing for the East? That's what we compete for.
Well, they're competing.
We're competing.
They have a chance to win it, too.
There you go.
Long way to go. Got to keep everybody standing.
There you go. But at least we're not where we usually are, in last place.
Yeah, that's fair. To be fair, at this time last year, they were 2-1 as well after 3 weeks. Now, the difference is they were coming off of a really bad performance against Buffalo at home week 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they had won 2 games by the thinnest of margins, 3 points in each in weeks 1 and 2 at home against Arizona the last time they faced the Cardinals. But again, remember, Kyler Murray was not there, and that was Gannon's first game.
Yeah.
And then your quarterback on the road situation. In Denver. Yeah.
But you were not a threat at the quarterback position.
I agree.
Were pedestrian.
I agree. We were finding out already in week 3 that they were pedestrian.
No question. But I'm just saying, even at his best, he's nowhere near this kid.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a chance now at something that only 8 or 9 teams in the league can discuss in the same breath. The question is, and these kids don't know because they're too young, this may be the best they ever are in their whole lives. If they really believe that, they won't let this opportunity slip away. Because, you know, you think you're going to get another season and another season, and pretty soon you don't.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, let's get back to your calls. Guy who was at Paycor Stadium last night, whooping it up and celebrating and having a good time with all his rowdy friends on a Monday night was Sean in Connecticut. Right. But last night it was Sean in Cincinnati again. What up, Shawnee?
Sean was in the nasty. All right.
Yeah, no, it was quite the night. I was surrounded by Washington fans. I was the third to last row in the stadium. But I had a great view. I think it was probably my favorite Washington football game probably ever, honestly. I would say the last time that I felt even remotely this excited about the future was it was a Redskins versus the Giants at MetLife. It was, I think, 2 games before Alex Smith got hurt that season, and Adrian Peterson busted off like an 80-yard run to ice the game. And since then, and that's what it was reminding me of. And I don't think I've ever seen a better performance from, like, maybe Kirk Cousins had a couple of good games, but this is one of the best quarterback performances I've ever seen. And, like, I'm not going to proclaim him. Like, someone, I was listening last night, and someone said someone could compare him to Lamar. It's still his third game. But I couldn't, like, he didn't make, yes, he missed Terry on that long throw, but he was perfect. And then the last throw to ice the game, what was it, cover 0, the free runner, took a huge hit and delivered an absolute dime. A dime. That was probably one of the best throws I've ever seen. To see that, all of that in person, I truly could not have asked for a better game. I'm just so happy and grateful that I was able to make it. And it like, yes, we still got problems we need to address on the defense and other situations, but we have a quarterback. We have a quarterback. I'm just going to put it that way. We have a freaking quarterback. And I don't think I've ever been able to say it like this my entire life. I've never seen a better performance, and a guy in his third game ever to do that. And yes, you can nitpick a couple of throws. I get it. But he was nearly perfect. And it's just, I truly cannot believe that we finally have a player in Washington wearing our jersey who does things like this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time we've had someone of this caliber, and I just, it's such a relief, and it's so exciting, and I will say, if he keeps progressing and we keep going, it's going to be worth all those years of just absolute BS, heartbreak, just horrible trash nonsense. So I truly hope he stays healthy, he keeps going in the right direction, and the sky is the limit with him, because he carried this mediocre roster to a, we won a shootout. I saw, like Matty A said, we won a shootout. When was the last time that happened? When was the last time we scored 38? When was the last time we had a cool trick play with a lineman scoring a touchdown? Like, this doesn't happen to us. And to have those little one or two penalties? It's just, it feels like a fever dream.
They had two penalties on that final touchdown drive. People forget about that. Lost in, kind of the sauce of the Terry McLaurin catch and the Jaden Daniels, throw. I mean, they had a false start on Ertz to start that drive, and they had a false start on De'Ami Brown to start that drive. Not to mention a fourth down and four conversion, and then it leads to, obviously, the majestic touch. People forget, like, you're right. I mean, somebody called up earlier and said they haven't had any holding penalties. I believe that's true. I have to double check that. But they had two penalties again on false starts on that touchdown drive and a fourth and four conversion. I mean, to me, there's so many things that could have gone wrong and that would have shaped the conversation in a different way today. I mean, we'd all still be talking about Jaden Daniels. Oh, wow. They got some, whatever. But they found a way not only to, wow, they've got something here. And to say, you know what, and this is partly Jaden, screw it, man. We're better than, we're a team. We can now overcome some mistakes.
Yep.
Last week, they couldn't always overcome them, and it did lead to the field goals, and they barely hung on, and everybody kind of like walked away with a different taste in their mouth. Now, based on last night, we'll see how it advances. Now they're like, oh, you know what, first and 15, second and 13. No big deal. We can make it up. And when was the last time you really felt that about this defense? I mean, there have been times with Kirk. There were times with Robert. But, like right now, we're already at that. Glad you got to be there. Appreciate you as always, pal. Safe travels, okay? Appreciate it. That's Sean in, coming from Cincinnati. Right here on the Team 980. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get more of your calls. I want to take a look again at the hit that Jaden absorbed on the touchdown throw to Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, like all this euphoria, and I was arguing with your best buddy there, Baby Zion, on the way in. He's not worried at all about any of the hits that Jaden takes. It's football, man. It's football. I want to find out from you, somebody who played the game and somebody who won a Super Bowl and somebody who's been covering the game, if it's just football or if there's anything to be concerned about. We'll tackle that next on the Team 980. On the Team 980, if I didn't turn off my microphone and the Odyssey app. All right, hopefully I'll keep my microphone on this time instead of shutting it off halfway through a sentence. The DOC with us, Matty Ice on the other side of the glass, and you at 301-230-0980 on this triumphant Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond.
Did you name that or did the Will?
No. Oh, I think we stole it from the side that gets all the promos and imaging and whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and all the
Jeffersons.
The everything. Yes, we're moving on up. Okay. That's what they're calling. So I said, well, it's not a Victory Monday. I think it's a Triumph Tuesday.
I've never really heard of Grant Paulson.
It's a triumphant Tuesday. It's a tasty Tuesday. Mm. I like when. I would prefer a tasty Tuesday, although that has nothing to do with winning. Although that's winning in a different sort of way. It's like winning off the field. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Couple of weird things about the broadcast last night that I didn't hear live.
Troy Aikman said on the McLaurin touchdown at the snap. I mean, I just listened back to it. Chase Daniels had the audio and the video. Chase Daniel, I should say, former NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think he does a podcast for The Athletic with Diana Rossini or something like that. He put up, Aikman said they had 10 guys on the field, but he showed mm-hmm. that they did not have 10 guys on the field. Okay. They had 8 in the box.
I heard him say that.
And they had cover zero, which is true, mm-hmm. but they had 11 guys on the field. One other play that stood out in my mind. There was a play where the Commanders got absolutely gashed for about a 13-14-yard gain. I think it was Chase Brown, but it may have been Zach Moss right up the middle. And they identified Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne as being the culprits, if you will, in run defense and leaving such a big gap in the middle. Like, look, I know that's easy because they're the starters and they play a lot and that's the names you know. They weren't even on the field. It was Fedarian Mathis and Johnny Newton. And
that's
they had,
lazy.
They had such a
Somebody
wide,
reported that?
Well, they said it on the broadcast. Aikman, I can't remember. I think it was Aikman, not Buck, but it may
spotters.
Have been reverse. Yeah, I mean, you could see it. I mean, Fedarian, well, but did they spot that or no?
Yeah, there's big, those big bodies. Yeah, there's at that level.
I mean, there's a lot of rotation and substitution. I think Payne was a little bit banged up last night, but both of those guys were on the field. And Doc, I think what happened on that one, which is going to drive people crazy, is they took like a alignment split between where they were. It seemed like to me live and on replay that they were both aligned on the outside shoulder of each of the guards, mm-hmm. right? So a really wide split, leaving the middle kind of really wide open. And it didn't seem like the Commanders had an answer as to we're gonna line these guys up split wide on the outside shoulder. Normally you get like one. But one, you shade on the inside, what have you, so you don't have such a big gap. But it's not even like they had a linebacker like a Bobby Wagner or a Luvu to cover that middle, that gap. They just left it wide open. And that is a concern about this defense, in addition to the coverage and the corners and the this and the that. I thought they hit better last night. I thought they gang tackled better last night. Clearly, they did not do everything right, and clearly they did plenty wrong. But run defense was a problem for Dan Quinn and, I guess by extension, Joe Witt in Dallas. It just was. And we still see it right now with Dallas getting rolled over by Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara the last 2 weeks at home. But that was a problem for Dallas, especially last year. So I kind of wonder, is this team absolutely – I think they'll get better at tackling. But are they absolutely going to get better? And I don't know
because they're a little light in the box.
Yeah.
In Dallas, this personnel is a bit different body types, but until they do it, we're making excuses for our best players. That's not good.
Mm.
We're supposed to have our best production when our best people are on the field. Now, they may not have been in the game at that time, and Fedarius and those guys, but they're still very high draft choices. Which there's still no explanation as to why we're not getting more out of everybody that's out there. Other than Jerry, who's coming off a pitch count. I think he played well more than he played the week before.
Johnny, you mean?
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah. Pardon me. So they're coming. But still, we're just making excuses.
I will say this about Johnny Newton.
Mm-hmm.
At least twice, mm-hmm. I saw him mop up a lot of field territory, chasing plays from behind.
Oh, that's what he does.
And closing. Yeah. I mean, hustle, mm-hmm. speed. Now, they gave up yardage. One time was like a 10-yard gain,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't necessarily on him. The play was away from him, and he just, phew, and makes the backside tackle from behind.
Nice.
I mean, like early signs. A, he's now played in 2 games, and he gradually increased. I didn't notice as much as I would like to have.
I don't know how much his pitch count was, but this will be, Arizona will be his coming out party.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then there'll be no excuses.
But you like the hustle, Doc. That's coaches pay attention to that stuff.
He's got that quick twitch.
Yeah.
What we've been hoping for out of 52, and I'm not certain if he even got in the game. Again, the vantage point, the worst way to watch a game's crowds, it's not good.
Yeah.
But I watched it last night again, and again, as you all know, it's the third time you see it and the fourth time you see it that you really
– Oh, yeah.
You get into
hard
a groove
to see everything.
Yeah, you get into a groove with it. So And then, of course, after tomorrow, by 4 o'clock, I'll be pretty much up to speed tomorrow around 4. So that's usually how I time my knowledge and how things start to fall in place for me. Yeah.
Well, you got to get it done before 1. So
no,
you
3.
Can...
By 4. Oh. By the time you guys get through,
okay,
then you guys will have settled it out. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
Let's
it's all about.
Let's get to Double A, not Austin, but Athan.
Athan.
What's up, Double A?
Hey, guys. Just really glad to be celebrating a win on this Tuesday. I think it's going to be definitely a roller coaster because, I mean, I think I said, before the season started, this team's going to go as Jaden goes and how much can he mask the voids that they have with personnel. And you really saw it last night. And to Doc's point, you want to get better as the season goes on. And that's what you've seen out of the offense the first 3 weeks. The problem is the defense is like Linnell, the blind squirrel that can't find a nut. It's like, for example, you got the Chris Russell show, and Chris, you're right 99% of the time, but, Linnell's right 1% of the time. Mm-hmm. You need him to find that nut. You need him to find something.
Yeah.
You
got to harvest your nuts, as Eddie Jordan once used to say.
Oh, that's a classic.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm glad they won. They found a way to win. And again, you don't want to play your best ball at the beginning of the season because you're going to have injuries and everything. But what blows my mind is you used to have like Casey Tuhill here and Efe Obada, and they got more pressure. You got more out of those guys than mm-hmm. what you're seeing on the field. So I don't know what the void is. I'm just a fan that sits back and observes what goes on, but it's very concerning that for 3 straight weeks you've been gashed up the middle, gashed on the edge. Doc, you always talk about securing the edge. I don't know what's going on there, but I mean, they better figure it out because this quarterback is going to have some growing pains at one point or another, and the blind squirrel, the defense, is going to have to step up when the mama bear, papa bear isn't on their game, and I haven't seen it yet. But kudos to them. They are 2-1. They did find a way to win, and that's what it's about. But it's going to get harder as injuries start to, set in and what have you. And you're going to need others to step in, and hopefully they get better as the season goes on.
Athan, appreciate you as always, my brother. Good to hear from you. Double A, doing good things out there. Appreciate you, brother. Let you run on that. More of your calls coming up, and we got to get back to Doc's point on special teams because we didn't really dive into that, and I think that's important. We need to make sure. But first, a quick trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so the Commanders are already in Arizona. They flew there overnight in advance of this Sunday short week turnaround against the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, of course, Cliff Kingsbury returning to where he was a head coach for 4 years. They will play against Sunday afternoon at 2-1 now after they beat the Bengals 38-33 last night on Monday Night Football. The Jacksonville Jaguars 0-3, the Bills 3-0 after the Buffalo Bills demolished Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, and Jacksonville. Shad Khan, the owner, said to be very upset, so we will see if anything changes there. How about this? Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre has disclosed during a congressional hearing today that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Of course, that is a degenerative nervous system disorder that causes parts of the brain to deteriorate and affects movement and other issues. So certainly hope that Brett Favre is okay. And from the rest of the NFL, a couple of injury news and notes. Mike Tomlin is going to apparently stay with Justin Fields. He said there's no need to name Justin Fields as the Steelers quarterback 1 because Russell Wilson has been inactive for the first 3 games, or as the third quarterback, and the Steelers are 3-0. We'll see where that winds up. And one last one, the Raiders sticking for now with Gardner Minshew as their starting quarterback, despite Aiden O'Connell coming up and finishing their loss to the Carolina Panthers. Nationals back in action tonight, 6:45, if the rain holds up, against the Kansas City Royals, who have already clinched a more than 500 season with 82 wins. Right here on the Team 980 tonight, we have the Capitals in preseason action in Boston with John Walton on the mic. So listen to it here on the Team 980 and, of course, the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending.
Yes. He's 26.
Yep. All right. He is indeed 26. Sometimes when you're a youngin', you can be as cool as the other side of the pillow, like Jaden Daniels is, or you can not be as cool. All right, let's get back to the calls right here, right now on the T980, and then we got to get to that special teams breakdown or thought that Doc has. Let's get Cliffy in D.C. in here on the T980. Cliff, how are you, pal?
Rooster, Doc.
What up,
Shout out to Big Swaggy over everything going good.
Yes, sir.
I told you yesterday they had to hold the Bengals to at least a couple of field goals, not give up every touchdown.
Yep, that's so exactly what they did.
The offense did what they had to do. Yep. I'm glad Terry got that touchdown. It reminded me of Doug Williams to Ricky Sanders in that Super Bowl, in a way. On defense, Allen and Payne, they getting a lot of double teaming, I know, it's because of our inability for a pass rush. And I know Dorrance Armstrong, the reason why he's starting is because of what they probably paid him. But I think John Baptiste needs to be on the field a little more, because when he came in and got Joe Burrow, he reminds me of when Chase Young first came into the league. But it has to be consistent. And I don't know what happened with Clelin Ferrell.
Well, he was hurt.
Seemed like
he was hurt.
Oh, he was hurt? Oh. Well,
I don't think it's fair to kill Dorrance Armstrong for last night. He had the half sack on the drive by where he kind of clubbed Joe Burrow on the helmet and actually got away with it, and then Dante Fowler closed from behind, but he really created that sack, and I thought he had his best game of the three. Again, he's got to do more. Sure, absolutely. Nobody's saying that he doesn't, but I thought Fowler and Armstrong were not the problem. Again, John Allen and Daron Payne seemed largely invisible. I want to reserve judgment until I could hone in a little bit more on them, but they seem largely invisible for the most part. I thought Armstrong and I thought Fowler did a pretty good job from the edges, and Baptiste.
Yeah, better. I thought it was maybe their best overall performance, but we just got to keep hoping that we get, I mean, look, throughout, what are there, seven teams, eight teams that have someone that's unique at that position? Yeah. It's not automatic. It's a very difficult thing to have. But when you have one, everybody knows
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're just so used to having one here.
Yeah, 240, Team 980. We'll continue along on the phones. Let's go to Toothpick. What up, Pick? How are you?
Pick.
What up, Rooster? What up, Doc?
Listen, shake it. What shake?
Look, Rooster, I just want to talk about one play real quick, right? And this play literally talks about full team. Jaden said, you know, just got to concentrate for 6 seconds, right? If you look at the touchdown play to Terry, what I want y'all to concentrate on is the running back stepping up, counting for the extra man. Now, there's one man that's free because it's a zero blitz, right? And that's Jada's man. But the running back, I swear, I think it's McNichols.
Yes, McNichols. McNichols.
He wipes out the linebacker that's coming through. He destroys him. But the offensive line did their job. Those big ends up front did their job. Everybody did their job for those 6 seconds to deliver a dagger. That's all I wanted to say. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Pick. Always good to hear from you. Now, it's a really good point. I forgot to make a mention of that because McNichols then playing for Eckler, who goes out with a concussion and the cut ear. We'll have to see about him for Sunday. Certainly something. Point. Do worry about, but Doc, their backs have been great in pass protection. I mean, Eckler's been tremendous.
Oh, what a player
in pass protection! But McNichols on that one. By the way, I just went back and I watched the Javonte Jean-Baptiste sack. I mentioned yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was Friday. But I mentioned yesterday. I said, you know, and I was thinking. I was thinking that Amarius Mims, the first-round rookie from Georgia, was playing more than he actually was. Trent Brown started the game, and he got hurt. And he had to be carted off, right? He kind of bent up his knee like an accordion. I don't know. I haven't seen an injury report on him. But Amarius Mims, the rookie, who played like, I don't know,
I think it was like 12 games at Georgia, but just a mountain of a man. Like, Javonte Jean-Baptiste just abused him with
so
a little
big.
Rip move and just a quick swim. Oh, I mean,
Baptiste,
just.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Oh, I mean, just so, you know. He has more than flashed in training camp, the preseason, and getting his opportunity, obviously, to shine a little bit. And quite honestly, I was not happy when they let KJ Henry go.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like KJ.
They also cut Andre Jones, who was active last night, but from the practice squad. Mm-hmm. But Javonte Jean-Baptiste, everybody had a good feel. And I
got
to give our boy credit.
He was
the first one that I heard to mention Javonte Jean-Baptiste as a guy to really hone in on and watch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at camp every day, so I got to give him credit. He just abused Amarius Mims last night. Just abused him. And listen, who knows what...
Shouldn't he have done that, though?
I mean, Amarius Mims is a first-round pick.
I don't care what he is.
Javonte Jean-Baptiste is a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, but the picks are... We know why he's picked the seventh round.
I don't know.
He's a project. Once he gets his stuff together.
But the light is already on, I think.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he's enormous. But ready for prime time.
Oh, you're talking about Mims?
I'm talking about Mims.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Baptiste.
Baptiste is doing what he's got to do.
Yeah.
But if you put a young, undeveloped, big old goog of a guy out there front, you're supposed to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's do this. Let's grab another call or two here. Let's get to the JYD. What up, Junkyard?
Hey, how you doing, Rooster?
All right, JYD, what's
going
on?
What's up, KC?
Only thing I can say is to the fans, I hear all y'all saying, well, you know, I hope my dad, I hope he doesn't get hurt. This and that. Hey, look. It's football. We're not playing with a sash on your waist. If you hold the ball too long, you're going to get plastered. Sometimes you do have to hold it a little longer to get the result that you need. But it's football. The only thing we – hey, do you think – I feel the same way every Sunday when my guy comes out on the field. But the only thing you can do is just live through it and when you get through that game, you say, yep. I live for another day.
You survived.
But this kid that you have, and I am so happy that Washington looks like it. That they don't have to go in that dumpster again looking for a guy. But I will say this. Every year, so that you never will have to get in this situation again, every year you should be drafting a quarterback. Every year.
I mean, that used to be the philosophy of the Green Bay Packers, and I don't hate it. I don't hate it by any stretch of the imagination. I guess it just depends on how many draft picks you have and what your needs are, you know, team.
No. Ron Wolf. Not his son.
Ron Wolf. Yeah, with the Green Bay Packers.
Philosopher.
Yes. I know. That's what I just said. I didn't say Ron Wolf, but I said the Green Bay Packers.
But I am so happy because, see, don't forget now, at one time, and I still love the Commanders. I want to see you all do well. But I am so happy that you all have something to build on. Because when you got that guy, even though some other areas, he could cover up a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Thank you, JYD. Appreciate you. Got to keep the line moving. Maddie, do you have that piece of production ready? You want to go to it right here, right now? Okay, why don't we do this?
3rd and 7. Inside the 30, direct chest high snap. Jaden going deep, looking long. He's got Terry, touchdown! Touchdown! Let's go! Let's go! Yeah! Have you tried my Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried my Jesus? He's all
Sanchez. Oh, my God. You were cranked up last night, baby.
Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. I was cranked up to the third degree. But can we talk about JYD sounding like a recovering alcoholic coming back to the altar after that? Because he's like, he's like talking strategically. Like, he's like, you know, if this Kansas City thing falters, I got to weigh back in because I love y'all after all that crap he's talked over the last 4 or 5 years. But we won't touch that because, you know what? We're signing the sheets. Hog Farmer Chris Haight, we got sheets for the bandwagon. Y'all can come on in. But we got to give due to Paulie. He was right. When all of us were down, he was right. His ego's going to get, it won't even fit in that truck. But, man, Jaden Daniels, y'all, Frankenberry, I called him Frankenberry. He's Kringleberry. Now he's just Cliff because he went in there and, I mean, doesn't it feel good to watch a team and they actually look smart and intelligent, like they know what they're doing? It's on offense now. I don't know on defense. But, like, I never really had a doubt that they weren't going to put up some points last night. It was just like, these guys are being efficient. I love it. And then special teams. Like, it's nice not to have some kicker that's got Tourette's that's going to, plunk a kick or something or miss an extra point. Siebert's been perfect since he's got here, knock on bricks, because I don't have any wood right there in front of me. I mean, I love it. Like, if we can get the defense to actually play functional and get Benjamin St. Juice to not act like he's in the Canadian Football League, but in the National Football League, I think we'd be good. And people talk about Joe Witt. Joe Witt can't tackle for these boys. They tackling missing angles and everything. It's like Rooster trying to avoid carbs on a daily basis. It's just not going to happen. I love you. I love you, Rooster. And you know what? It's like, it's bad fashion with Linnell. How that boy wear his jersey backwards and trying to be a professional on the radio? That's why he got to look for the radio. Wear that jersey right, brother. Hey, but I love you guys. Doc, it's always good to talk to you. You know, I'm always good listening night to you. I know you feel like I slight you. Sometimes,
No. You're a father now. You've got other obligations. I have to take a back seat. I understand. I respect that.
Hey, but I will tell you, little man predicted the game. He came on YouTube. I said, are we going to win? He grabbed my mic, and he said, uh-huh.
All right.
I said, at that point, I was like, Zane, I think we're going to win the game. And his mama's team, they lost. It's a great week in the Sanchez household. God is good. I love y'all, and let's get some desert pigeons this weekend.
Attaboy, Sanchez.
Up, Sanchez.
He was all over the place, man. He was...
Nil-nil is not going to be happy.
Yeah. I mean, that was quite the reaction. Yeah, reaction.
That's
dissertation.
Worthy of a national.
I mean, my
spot,
goodness, really. We have some crazy people that call this radio show. And Sanchez, good dude, right? Dedicated dad, husband, all
five.
That stuff. He's a little bit insane. 251 T980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. More of your reaction coming up.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
My guy Ross Rutter, at Ross Sports Autos on Twitter or on the X, said Trent Brown did indeed tear his patella tendon. He is out for the year, season-ending surgery. So that's a big loss for the 0-3 Bengals, who are going to have to start Amaris Mims. And that was, reported from Ian Rappaport. I missed that. The rookie out of Georgia, as we mentioned, that Javonte Jean-Baptiste abused for the sack last night. All of our football coverage here on the Team 980 is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, here he is, Paulie in the 757. What up, Paulie?
Head to the W, man. Rufio.
Paulie.
Doc, man.
Paulie.
What's going on?
Paulie. A big W.
Doc and the crock pot.
Doc, hey, and man, the crock pot. We are at it, man.
You like JYD, man. We don't need your fake love. You picked us to lose. You know what I mean? Hey, JYD, you ain't getting back one. You ain't getting on a bandwagon, bro. You stay out there in Kansas City. You've been out there for 2 years. Hey, you the pass, bro. I promise now,
hey,
man.
Hey, Paulie, you know I mean? May have picked you to lose. But I picked you to cover. And I thought they would play it close.
Did you put any money on it?
I don't have any money. I don't have any money, Paulie. All my money goes to my ex-wife.
That's fake love. I need real love, man. That's fake love when you put no money on it, man.
Hey, I put my reputation on it.
That's not saying a lot, bro. That's like not having no money. I told you about my man Gene, man. Notre Dame, baby. Just like and this is what I said about.
I was trying to give credit to the YIC because he gets very mad when I don't promote him.
Listen, this is why I knew that Jaden was going to have a good night, is because he's built for these moments, man. You don't win the Heisman in the SEC and you're not built for the bright lights. And I said it was going to be his coming out party, you know? And he showed up and he showed out, man. Hey, Dan Quinn, not to be people's talking about Dan Quinn, but Dan Quinn did something here that coaches has not been doing for years. He played to win that game. Tell him, Herm, what do you do, Herm? Play to win the game. That's some fourth down calls. You're playing to win the game. Not to not lose, but to win. You know, and I said this to you a couple weeks ago, Rooster, when I was like, this team is starting to believe in its quarterback. And when you believe in your leader and your leaders, there's not nothing you won't do. You'll run through that brick wall. You know, like Toothpick said, the third string running back is going to come up there and decapitate the linebacker coming on a blitz to give his man an extra half second to get the ball downfield. You know, so it was a good team victory. One of the best things I loved to see was that draft class, everybody produced last night. Name them. Coleman, McCaffrey, you know, name them. Mm-hmm. They all produced last night. Stinnett. You know what I mean? My man Mikey. Mikey got beat for that first touchdown. Yep. He's like, man, after this.
Sandra still was very physical last night.
After he got beat, he was mad.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how you
I should have been. Yeah, should have been.
Forget this. We about to play. We don't play for football. But you know what? And another thing I like, I'm going to give
real
Dan,
quick, real quick.
Adam Peters credit for They ain't bring them back to D.C. to get no pats on the back, no love and all that. Rest on their morals. Nah, we go off to Arizona. Let's finish this business trip out.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with Josh Harris and his group too. It's a big time cost to relocate an entire football franchise for, you know, the next 4 days or whatever it is, 5 days until they play again Sunday in Arizona. All right, coming up 3 o'clock, I believe we will have Jay Gruden to give us his thoughts on last night's win and moving forward. If not, we'll have more time for your phone calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.